Well, 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 happy, happy Q Day, and welcome to A Cumin Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
I'm John.
Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine and feminine energy and New Earth insights. I want to thank BBS Radio and Thomas for all of his behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without him. So thank you. Thank you very much, Thomas. We so appreciate you so much.
Yes, thank you so much, Thomas and BBS Radio. Great job.
You know, John, I was so happy to have guests on our last show that I feel we deserve more happiness. Don't you?
I sure do. And we have a very special guest today.
So, to continue our exploration of new guests, I felt it was appropriate to introduce to our listeners another beautiful feminine energy. Please welcome to the show Kelly from Connect with Kelly, who is the alternate show in this same time slot. Welcome, Kelly, to A Cumin Perspective.
Yes, welcome, Kelly.
Oh, beautiful, beautifulness to you both. Thank you for having me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love it.
Oh, it is our pleasure, for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm looking forward to this day and interesting content and conversation that you're going to bring and that we'll have together. I think this will be a great day.
Yes.
Also, what do you think, John? Do you think we ought to open phone lines if anybody wants to talk to us today?
Sure. If anyone's inspired to call throughout the hour, just okay. Give us a call and we'll bring them on into the conversation. Sounds great.
Yeah, sounds good. So just to remind everybody, especially those listeners who's outside the United States, we have a direct phone line. And let me give that to you. 323-744-4831. Again, that's 323-744-4831. One more time, 323-744-4831. And I'm going to give the just the normal chat line phone number out, but I'm just going to say it once. Basically, everyone should know it, hopefully. 888-627-6008. All right. We'd love to hear anybody who would like to talk to us today. It would be great. All right. So, Kelly, I understand that, I know that you use the contact form at the bottom of our webpage here on BBS to suggest a topic to discuss. Would you mind expanding on that a little bit for us, please?
Yeah. Thank you so much for just this opportunity just to kind of do more of a deep dive into what I feel a lot of us have been really feeling into and kind of taking off from what Q's been talking about, you know. And another way to say it is just, you know thyself, know our authentic self. Until we know our authentic self, you know, basically that's where we should start. And I was having a conversation with a friend, another Q-ster, and we were just talking about that, and we feel pretty good about, you know, how we do. We personally know ourselves. That was it. And then we kind of pulled on a thread of, yeah, we do know our authentic selves, but there's still some insecurities, these intrinsic insecurities of surrounding identity and physicality. And we kind of pulled on that a little bit. And then we're like, I wonder what the men's insecurities are. And we thought, wow, that's a really interesting topic that might be kind of fun to explore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even when you do know who you are, you know, your authentic self, you still have insecurities, you still have hangups. And how do we transcend those, you know, in the physicality? And I feel like it's kind of the elephant in the room, so to speak. So let's talk about them. Let's just throw them up and let's kind of put them out there. And then how about we just move past them somehow. Let's learn how to do it together, the masculine and feminine.
Absolutely. I think that's, you bring up a very important point. I think it's important to bring up to the surface and identify what our insecurities may be. All of us have them. And of course, and we're always trying to probably work on them, right? To be less insecure, I think one of the most important things to do, in my perspective, is that we need to go more inward, as Q says, is to go within and, you know, try to get in touch with your heart base, but also try to identify those areas within yourself that are keeping you from that. And so I'm thinking that once you identify some insecurities, try to release them and let them go. I know that men, oh, and to answer your question, I do believe that men do have insecurities. And some of them may be that they feel like they aren't able to provide well, or they perhaps they feel their body appearance isn't up to par with what they feel, you know. So there's quite a few types of insecurities I think that we could explore, you know. So
yeah,
I don't know if that made sense, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to comment on this too. So Kelly, how I think there's two things at play here. One is our basic fight or flight and what's expected of us as men. And, you know, you don't play with dolls, you do this and so on. You know what I mean? You provide, as Kevin said, you're the provider, you're this, you're that. And then there's the other part of it that is kind of connected with that. Anyway, and that is you have your heart center that, that talks to you, and you have feelings, and you have, whether they're insecurities or securities, things you'd like to talk about, but it's awkward, or you don't feel, well, that's not appropriate that I lay my heart on my sleeve about this situation. Somebody's going to think I'm a wussy or something. You know, I think that's a big part of it. The inability or the chance of being rejected for your commentary. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think we're, when I say we, I'm speaking masculine, feminine energies. It's that awkwardness, the fear of judgment, you know, all of that. And I was figuring, you know, not only do we have feminine, masculine energies within, but we have it between, you know, the genders. And I really feel those insecurities are gonna, I don't know, dissipate. We'll transcend them, as we've been saying, with a union with our true self, that unconditional heart-centered love for self, which kind of brings this confidence in yourself. So you're cherishing yourself, your spirit's authority, that neutral perspective where there's no judgment. You are who you are, take it or leave it. And I feel, you know, I'm more there than I've ever been, but there's still that little bit left. But I really feel it comes from the inside out, and without that core love for yourself, that peaceful energy for who you are, you will continually look outside yourself for love, for that respect, for that validation. And I think we both do it, men and women. It's those external relationships that and it kind of ties into the true partners. And, you know, we're always, of course, we want the true partner, but we're kind of missing the mark because we're, as Q says, we don't know ourselves. We don't love ourselves. Yeah. If that, mm-hmm. I don't know if that answered right. your question.
It does answer my question. And, part of that, for example, for myself, with the groups that we're involved in, there's different groups here that us way showers or we've come to join it and to know each other. And in those groups, for example, there's one that is called the Play Place. It's a very nice place to go discuss, and so, and everyone there can speak from their heart and does speak from their heart, myself included. But to have those same conversations with a family member or friends, it would be very difficult. But I feel at ease to have those conversations and topics to talk about within those groups. So I guess the hurdle for me, how do you get outside the group and still have the same conversation and bring that enlightenment to other people?
John, I think that's kind of a touchy subject or situation in a way, especially when we want to connect with those outside of the Q arena, and which would also include perhaps our some family members, friends, acquaintances, of course. We have, unfortunately, and everyone, at least with the Q, realizes that we have been under control by dark forces, and we have been programmed from generations and generations past. Our grandparents and great-great-grand, everybody, way back, almost thousands of years, right? We've been programmed, and I think one of the things currently that has really have been a major influence on everyone, in particular the men, has been in the porn industry. Now, that's kind of a touchy subject, but I think it's one that needs to be brought up because they have interjected into us our th thinking that porn is what lovemaking is all about, and if th that's how it looks, that's how it should be done, and it's all outside of ourselves, right? And it's all fake, phony, and false. And and but it's programmed. It's a programming thing. And the more, and as youth coming into adulthood and trying to search for themselves to see who they are, they will eventually step into that programming as far as the porn or lady magazines, all that stuff, And unfortunately, that does bring insecurities into the male aspect of themselves, right? So I really feel that that needs to be addressed and realized that it's programming and it is not what is really true, especially in our hearts, right? We have to connect both masculine, feminine energies. The heart line, heart mind, right?
You see the same thing happening for years, even in regular TV. And when I'm talking about or even the music industry, but soap operas and so on, and they make this life glamorous, or they put spins on things, and it's all control, as you say. It controls people, and that controls both male and female on that side. But they put a certain thought in the lady's head of this is how a man should behave, this is what he should look like, all of that kind of thing. All this this rubbish that's reinforced by the whole system, which is really all cabal about that to date.
Absolutely. And that kind of brings to mind, I don't know if anybody's seen, I like movies. Sometimes some of them bring out a lot of disclosure, but one movie I can remember is Them. I don't know if you people have seen it, but I think it's a what 1988, 1986, somewhere in there. It was an earlier movie, but it was called Them, THEM, and it was a movie that brought out the fact that we are all mind controlled, like MK Ultra, stuff like that. This guy puts on these special glasses, sunglasses, and he's able to view the world through these sunglasses. And everyone, it's all control. So he looks up the billboards and it says, eat more of this or do this or, and then and he looks at some of the people there and they look like, lack of a better term, zombie-ish kind of where you can see the skeleton behind them, the facade. So And
It
then he
was
takes
really disclosure, wasn't it, Kevin?
it. Oh, it very much was.
I just brought it up here. It's called They Live.
Oh, they live. Okay.
Yeah,
They live.
1988. Yeah.
They live.
Have you ever
Okay.
seen that show, Kelly, that movie?
No, I haven't. I want to though. I'm going to look that
Yeah.
up.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
haven't
sort
seen the whole thing either, so I'd like to do that, but that's
of.
exactly what Kevin's saying. It's
Yeah, sorry about that. I thought it was them for some reason. Okay, they live. Oh wow, if you get a chance, watch that movie.
Yeah.
It kind of blew me away, you know. Anyway, it
Yeah.
was definitely showed programming of people, and that's the
Yeah.
problem. We have to break through that programming, I think, and but we got to be aware of it first.
You're
Very,
right.
yeah, so good. Thank you so much for that. Is one ginormous elephant that I think needs to be the spotlight needs to be shined on. Yeah, the porn industry, the music industry, the movie industry has just gotten so far. The pendulum has swung so far. It's almost ridiculous, but it all is encompassing mind energy, which is that distraction, over here, and I feel, as a woman and the feminine energies, that industry has really attributed to a huge amount of our insecurities because we a it's not real, it's fake, but we can't measure up to that. It's impossible because it isn't real. But the men out there, some of them, not all of them, feel it's real. Like those are the orgasms women are supposed to have. And no, that's not true. But how do we educate people? And I think it goes all back to, Q has been speaking about it for a long time now, just the heart center. When you're coming from your heart center and you're connecting through the chest plate, with another individual through the heart center, all that goes away. Like you don't even entertain that type of distraction. You won't need to. It's and then it'll pale. I don't think pale is the correct adjective. It'll just pale in comparison to what is true and actual. So I can't wait till we can all get to that point.
Oh, you're so right, Kelly. Can you imagine how the improvement in relationships when we're all there,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but and that's what he's saying is to get to our authentic true partner, we got to go to our authentic relationship with ourselves. I mean, it's so beautiful how it was created, that twin flame true partner model. So this conversation, I feel, and many that we've had on different shows and with Q, and we just got to keep singing the song. Go in, go within, go to your heart center. That's if you want to find that true love, that's where it's going to be, gang.
You're absolutely right. And even with the fitness industry, you got to have a six pack. You got to, poor young people to meet people, they think they've got to look like some sort of I don't know, movie star, which is all fake.
Yeah.
The whole mindset that they've twisted is so bad. In the programming, with TV and movies, if you're, up until the 70s and during the 70s, TV programming was pretty good. They were, supporting the family, supporting, animal life, all that kind of thing, whether it was the Waltons or maybe Little House on the Prairie would be, or maybe Leave It to Beaver, all of those programs, they were just good family shows
Yeah.
and had good morals to them. And now, holy hell, there's
Yeah.
nothing on TV. Even the commercials are corrupt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
either violence, sex, murder, kill, death,
Oh
it's,
yeah.
oh God.
Yeah. And oh yeah, and total brainwashing, just about everything.
Well, to kind of piggyback on that, I'm in LA right now, and I know I know you guys, this is so hard. It's really hard for me to be here. It was for a celebratory event in the family. But I am just bombarded. Literally, I mean, I'm from rural Central Oregon, right? Coming to LA, and I've been here many times, but from where I am currently, In my ascension process, I am just being bombarded with billboards and, the malls, in the Beverly Hills, West Hollywood area. It's everywhere you look. Everywhere you look, it's skinny, just beautiful. And who knows what else, but it's so hard. It's really hard to transcend that, the eyes, the visual piece of it. It's really hard.
Right, and it's all based on visualization, the appearance of someone. That's what
Exactly.
people seem to feel is important, is the attractiveness of the person, not what the person is as far as character, the inside person. That doesn't seem to matter. It's, oh, you got a hot looking body, or you're a
Right.
super handsome dude. You got the guns, you got muscles, and chest looks so awesome, and
Yeah.
it's all appearance.
It's
You remember,
superficial.
yeah, you
Right
remember
on.
that. You guys remember, oh, mid-70s, I think there was a game called The Dating Game. Remember The Dating Game? Yeah, so there was three gentlemen and the woman, and of course there was a partition behind between them, and all she could do was ask questions, and she had to base her selection on their answers and not from visual cues whatsoever. So it was kind of interesting that she selected the individual who seemed to have the better answers, and that was closer to her idea of what her man would be like, and there were no visual cues. So I thought that was interesting, that they used that show that to put a partition so no one could see them, so it wasn't the appearance. And I think that's kind of a good thought, or not a thought, but a feeling to have when you are talking with someone, is don't judge a book by its cover, right? That we've always heard that. So, and just listen to what the person is talking about and saying. That's the more important thing, not what they visually look like. Although, there is a little tiny aspect of it's nice to see someone who is pretty, but that is not at all the whole thing. And unfortunately, advertising for makeup products and clothing, fashion industry and swimsuits and all that, they're all based on the physical appearance. And
Yeah,
yeah.
and who knows how much of that is, all the images are completely fake and, CGI'd and all that. Like, it's just impossible to measure up to that as a real human being. And to your point, Kevin, that I think when we search for those external relationships, the external relationships that we have that are kind of imbalanced are driven by fear of, we don't want to be alone, this fear of separation of, I'm not enough of, whatever society is telling us. And, as I have been feeling into this topic, I feel like, we speak the same language, but we speak in a different dialect. Q was saying, men, mostly men, but women do it too, that we're kind of, when we're searching for that connection, that partnership, we're using our eyes, our ears, and our brain, not our heart center. And we're, more of the mind energy. And he's really showing us a new way. Him and Ra, I would say, are showing us a new way of connecting, which is, that perfect peace energy, unconditional love, just this openness, this feeling from the heart center, the softening, the slowing down, heart-to-heart connection, the curiosity, the just, as he always says, just taking great care. And the dating game, like you said, it was just a little smidgen of that, just trying to kind of pull on the heartstring a little bit more. And that's where I want us to go.
Yeah, it was kind of like a soft disclosure in a way, if you look at
Yeah,
it
I was
now.
thinking that
It
too.
was it was look here, this is how you should perhaps select your mate, is not by appearance but by what they say and how you feel about them and what they say. And so I yeah yeah
Yeah, and it's valuing the other. So you're building that connection, that relationship that's kind of like this proactive alignment with the heart center. You know, it's seeing, it's seeing, yes, it's feeling, it's just being with the spirit of another. So it goes way beyond the eyes, the ears, the brain.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Kelly, as Q says, ask questions, and that's what he does. And that's a good way to get the conversation and the whole heartfelt process going in the right direction. And
Absolutely.
I find, for example, the more you do it, it's like you're rewriting your DNA. Because remember now, our DNA, both male and female, has been tampered with and made to respond to certain things. And it's, by these dammers that have messed with us. But as the more you exercise it and the more you speak and converse and so on, I find you overwrite that DNA, and it's easier and easier to speak to people, and easier to get in your heart space when you do speak with them, and to respond when they respond, regardless of how they respond, to stay in your heart space. And it brings them into it more and more all the time. Much easier to communicate with someone that has no idea what's going on. But when you're in your heart space, it seems to make a big difference with communication.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, I find asking questions to be a demonstration of love. You know, those heart-centered questions. And I don't know about you guys, but when somebody asks me a heart-centered question and they really are curious and really want to know, I relish that. I just feel seen, I feel heard, I feel understood, and I can't emphasize. I feel like that is kind of where, asking those heart-centered questions of, and slow and soft, like what's going on right now? You know, what's your experience? What do you feel about that? You know, but really having that curiosity to know, that's the connective tissue right there.
Absolutely. And it's not just they that get comfortable, we too. I really love it when that happens. And I can settle into conversation for hours with that kind of person. And yeah, it works very well. Works very well. And
Yeah,
I
and don't.
think maybe going forward, that's a good way for all of us. If we can all practice that more, I think it's going to
Right.
speed up how this whole process transforms.
And to
Well, when
add to that, it's you ask a question, but then there's that piece of listening with presence, right? That
There
really,
you go.
really listening, feeling somebody's words, being comfortable in the silence, if there is any, and giving space to respond is huge. And that's I don't know what word to use. It's just something that we've lost in this fast-paced world.
Absolutely, especially when in this day and age, everybody's nose is stuck to a phone, looking down
Right.
into a screen. They hardly ever have eye contact with anybody when they talk with anyone. So I think that's important, is to have visual eye contact with the individual when you're talking to them. Again, we've heard that the eyes are the
Window to the soul.
window to the soul,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
You got some company there. One, his cat just
I
jumped up
do.
on his desk and
Yeah, and
distracted me.
I'm afraid he'll land on the computer and wipe me out, All right. I'm gonna be off for just a second. I gotta let the cat out of the room here. So
Yeah.
you guys carry on for just a second.
No
No
problem. You know, John, can you imagine our reality, how it would shift and how quickly it would shift if we all just slowed down and just were heart-centered conversations with each other and just really had that desire to know another person. It would just be so beautiful. And I know it will be. It's just a
Yeah.
matter of when, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, Kelly, I notice changes like that now, compared to even as early as a year ago. When I'm out in public and I do exactly what you say, slow down, come from the heart, and regardless of where the other people are, they seem to gravitate and mold right into that state of being, and you have a really nice conversation with them, and it just feels so heartfelt all around. And I've noticed quite a change. I say even with complete strangers, that actually do take the time, and they too enjoy that good feeling.
I was I took a Uber from the airport to my hotel, and I didn't mean to, but I felt like I shocked my driver when I just said, "How are you? How's your night going?" And literally, he didn't shut up for the whole drive. His daughter just got proposed marriage. I mean, he just was like laying it all out, and I just listened. You know, because he even said it. He said, "Really, the questions I usually get are about, you know, what we do for a living, and you know, the identity piece of everything." And he just it was just so refreshing to see him kind of he opened up, and I just allowed him, and I just listened to him, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, that's terrific.
I think people are kind of starved for conversation, especially heart-to-heart conversation, because as you said, you know, people just ask basic, how are you today? Oh, I'm fine, you know. But if you get really into a deeper question, you know, a more personal question without getting too, you know, too involved with them, I think they do really enjoy opening up. There's something I do every time I go into a grocery store. Excuse me. Every time I go into the grocery store and I am checking out, I purposely look at the person's name tag and the bagger's name tag, and I always address them by their name. How you doing today, Jennifer? You know, and I may ask them something about a piece of jewelry they're wearing, I don't know. You know what I'm getting at. I want to try to be personable a little bit and acknowledge them as doing a great job, or that they're there. I mean, why do people wear name tags if you're not going to address, they would like to be addressed by their name. So, and the bagger, when he, I always say, you know, David, you did a great job bagging. Thank you very much. You know, I mean, just, I try to, connect with people when I'm out, if I can, you know.
Yeah, I see they're like flowers, you know, that need water, and you water a flower, what does it do? It kind of just perks right up. And I love watching that dynamic of, you know, just somebody going about their business and just not used to that connection at all. And when you do connect with them, it's like they just come alive. It's just so beautiful to experience.
It really is true. You know, about 3 or 4 months ago, I was at the Redemption Center. I met you guys at the same thing where you take your bottles and cans back. And so there was these young guys sorting all of this and so on, their heads down and just going right at it, doing their job. And then you go over to another window and they pay you from that window a different cashier. So I took the money over and I gave it to the guys. I said, "You did a great job today. Thank you so much. Buy some coffee for yourselves." Well, they were so excited. And every time I go back there, they recognize me and they're happy to see me come in the door, and it just perks their day up. And
that's
just a little act
good.
Of kindness like that, you know, a coffee.
I love that. Yeah, I don't know how to, on an individual basis, how to kind of weave that love factor back into, you know, communication between the masculine and feminine. And you know, bring these insecurities. Like, I want to clean the slate. Like, it's okay. I could give you a list of all the insecurities that are, you know, the perfection that women feel they need to be, that it's just ingrained, programmed, conditioned. You know, how do we take this conversation and make it, you know, better for all of us?
I think one of the key components is connecting with source, of course, within yourself. I think you really have to connect with source, love yourself. You know, I think that's the primary thing, first of all, is to love yourself, because you really can't love anybody else until you learn to love yourself and appreciate yourself and pat yourself on the back for being here. And there are no mistakes. You're just here. You're learning, you know, everything has been a gift to you, but you got to kind of be in that mindset, you know, and forgive yourself for anything, you've hurt anybody or others have hurt you. You know, there's that forgiveness aspect. There's, you know, I think really you have to get yourself clean within. You know what I mean? Clean yourself up.
Yeah.
Be true to yourself. Let the past go. Past is gone. You know, and don't worry about the future. It's coming. But stay in the present and be grateful for everything that you've experienced. And, you know, express gratitude every day. And then you will eventually, I believe, bring that out towards when you're talking to others, you know, around you, and your energy will increase. You'll be at a higher frequency, which will attract higher frequency beings to you and like-minded individuals to you, you know, and I think that's a good starting point. The way showers, I mean, once others are starting to understand connecting to source, that we might be able to slowly introduce commands and what they are and what they represent, talking to your personal spirit, talking to you yourself. And because to me, I've never really, I'm going to be honest here, I've never really prayed. I never liked the term prayer, just because to me, I thought I was praying outside of myself. To others, you know, and not necessarily feeling that it was me personally. Now, the commands are more my style. That's what I really believe in. Because now I'm actually saying, you know, I command my spirit, me, to do these things and not others, or, you know, and I think that's more beneficial. Now, that's my perception and perspective. But anyway, I think if people can kind of get to that point where they love themselves, I think then they will become open, available, being their authentic self, and sovereignty will happen, will be in there too, because they will, you know.
Yeah. I think, Kevin, it's now, you know, sitting where we are, we're aware of all the controls that have been put in place and, you know, twisting our minds and all these things that have happened throughout time. So to me, it's easier to forgive yourself when you realize that you've been corralled and controlled. And the same with whoever you're dealing with, whether they realize it or not, a lot of their actions are circumstance of their control, of people that have, or the system that control them. So it's much easier to just let go of the past altogether,
knowing that.
And it's easier then to forgive yourself and everyone you come in contact with, whether you can change that situation or not. I'd say a big one is I find is driving. As soon as a person gets into an automobile, people don't see them anymore. They see the automobile and they see it doing wrong, and they get so angry. That's a real. And I was in Toronto a short while ago, and of course it's so packed with people, and everyone is so desensitized, and they're in their own little capsule walking around. They don't see the guy ahead of them, behind them, beside them. They see nothing. It's just totally sterile, weird. And I was going through a tunnel where there's doors, and I thought, I'm going to open this door and hold it. Everyone just opens, and they're not even concerned about where it swings, who it hits on the way back. So I just opened the door. So when I did that, I turned around, the guy behind me, he stepped back like 3 steps. He didn't know what I was doing. And I said, go ahead. And I waved him through, and he looked at me just kind of shocked, and he went through. And then another person, it's such a large amount of people. I think they thought I was a doorman. No one was ever willing to grab that door. I just held it for about 50.
Look at the nut job holding open the door.
Right. Did they tip you?
Yeah. So I don't know if I made any headway there or not, I guess. But
That's so good. Yeah. You know, can I just take this moment to, I love you both. Thank you so much for, you know, we've been talking about the radio shows that have been kind of piling up, the Cubesters, a lot of them women, a lot of them, and even callers to Q, a lot of women, not a lot of men. And You guys, I'm just so honored and just so proud and just so grateful that you have stepped up and brought the masculine energy to everyone through your voices. And if anybody can't hear the heart center, feel it from you, they're, I don't know, then we're gonna have to check and see if they have one. But so thank you. And you know, when you say, Kevin, you know, you gotta love yourself, I just, it's it that's a reach, that's a stretch for a lot of guys, right?
Oh,
So
absolutely.
yeah, and you guys are being examples, but I don't know what else, how else to help those guys that want to know, what do you mean? How do, I don't understand. I want to love myself, you know?
Well,
Kelly, thank you so very much for those kind words.
Really,
That was
Kevin, really,
beautiful
thank
of
you.
you.
Oh, that was so nice of you. Thank you. Yeah, and you're right. It's difficult for men to express themselves. Now, you know, because the feminine aspect is more intuitive and coming from the heart, and it's difficult for a man to come from the heart when they've always been coming from the brain. You know, they're logic filled. You know, they want to create solutions, and right, that's what Q has told us. That's their That's the way they think, you know,
It's
and but
true.
it's going to be
We've been programmed, Kevin, to think that coming from the heart is a weakness and not a strength.
exactly. And so I think it's going to be, I keep saying I think. I hate saying that. I think. I don't want to say I think, because that's coming from my head, right?
You've
I
got
feel,
you. We know what
I
you're saying. yeah, I know what you mean.
I feel that it's going to take some time to work on the guys, and the commands will help to tell them to take the thoughts from their head and bring them into their heart. I feel it's very important. Gosh, I feel it's very important for people to learn the two foundational commands, the head to heart command and the increase the life force command. Those two commands are the foundation, and I feel that they will come out of that mind think, hope, you know, because they are talking directly to their own spirit. So I think that's important, and I think that's what kind of hopefully we, the Wayshowers, will show others to
It's
do.
well
You
said, Kevin.
know.
But And that might
Yeah.
be something just, you know, maybe at the end of this, to do for all of us. One of you could do those commands for everyone.
You know, I think that's going to be like once the floodgates open, I think men are going to come in line pretty quick with their hearts. You know, but we just need to be the wayshowers, as you say, just leading edge of the way, so to speak.
Now, I also have another side to this. I was just thinking, oh, stop that thinking. I was just feeling,
You're beating yourself up,
I
Kevin.
am, I am. I can't let it go. I let it go. Let it go.
It's all
Okay.
right. We got you. Yeah, that's right.
Q has told us that there's not too many of us here. You know what I'm. So I think I feel that I need to attach electrodes to my toes, and every time I say I think, boom, I get a shock. Eventually, I'll get rid of that word. Okay. Where was I? Now I've basically shocked myself out of it. Not even sure what I was talking about. Okay. Anyway. Q, and Q says that happens too. At times, you just forget your train of thought. Okay. And you, right? Okay. Eventually, I'll come back to it. I don't know.
You know, just the mind, really, it's okay. We do have a mind. It's not a bad thing. It's the translator for the heart. So
Yes.
I, you know, I'm okay with people saying I think. You know, I say both, I feel, I think, because we do. We
We
actually
do.
do think. And at some point we'll get to that place that ascension point where we won't think. But we're not there now, and that's okay. We do still have our mind, and you know, it's how we use it as that translator is kind of where I come from now. So you're all good, Kev. Don't worry.
That's right. That's right.
Well, the more I use my heart, the more I'll probably say I feel, you know, the more I use the
Right,
heart, right,
right, right.
use the heart for making decisions, then I will say I feel more than
And
well,
that's the
thank you for
reversal.
being
Yeah.
the way you are right now,
That's
live on the
right.
air. You're bringing it
Perfect.
right front and center. Good job teeing it up.
Right on, Kevin.
Ah.
Yeah. And
He meant to do
that's,
that. He meant to do that.
yeah. And that's what we're trying to do is go to our hearts, then our minds, not eliminate
Right.
our mind altogether.
Right.
And so,
Right.
I'd like to place myself. I think something that might help men to s speak more from their heart is if they c ever can bring to their consciousness things that allowed them to feel love. So, petting the kitty cat,
Right.
whatever it was in their life that they felt that they were loved or they were expressing love, that moment, if they could remember that feeling of love, that warmth, I think that will help them learn more how to be intuitive, you know,
Yeah.
and express themselves.
We have a
Wow.
power there,
I
yeah.
think so.
Yeah,
Kelly, you see
I was
this? I think
just to just
we
say.
have a car. Yeah, we have a caller. The Duke in Rothsay, Canada.
Yeah.
John, are you familiar? Okay.
Yeah. Here to say hi.
All right. Well, Thomas, go ahead and bring Duke in. We would like to say hi to him.
You're muted.
The Duke, are you there? Unmute yourself.
I'm here. Are you there?
There you go.
Oh,
Hi,
welcome,
Duke.
welcome. Hey,
Welcome
Duke.
to a human perspective, Duke. How you doing?
Thank you. Good. How are you guys making out?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
Thanks for
I just
tuning in
wanted
today.
to say, pardon?
Thanks for tuning in today.
Yeah, this is actually the first I travel a lot as. So I know John. I just want to say hi, Kelly. You guys have, and Kevin and Johnny, you've
Hey.
done great today. I really appreciate your thoughts and words that you've said today. I know going back when I was growing up, guys didn't hug each other because, it made you swing the other way, right? So it's, however, today I really don't care if people think that. So I always try to give everybody a hug and the resignation you get from that, you're, I don't even know the proper words, but anyway, I feel good about it. And for me, that's what is important. And I love trying to help people. And yeah, so I just wanted to say you guys are doing a great job. Really appreciate the session today, the podcast, and all the best to you guys. And JB, look forward to seeing you next week.
Take care. Thank
Oh,
you for
that's so
calling in there.
beautiful.
Thank
Thank
you
you
so
so
much,
much.
Duke. So it's proof there are men out there like Duke, you know, and awesome, awesome.
Yes, heart-centered men.
Right on.
I was just the last thing you said, Kevin, was talking about, something that made you feel love, but it's also, allowing that love from somebody else, to put down the walls and the filter system, the lens that's kind of clouded everything, and just allow, that look from someone or, whatever it is, or the touch, or, just that's a good way to just try it out, see what it feels like. If another person's kind of loving on you, let them see how it feels.
That's a good
Right.
recipe. It
Reminds me of those random acts of kindness. If there's something you
Yeah.
can do for someone else without wanting any kind of payback, then try it. I think you will feel a warmth in your heart, and that's where we want to stay all the time. That little warmth, that glow in the heart feeling,
It
that
feels
you
so
get
good.
when you do for someone
Yeah.
else, you know, buy that person's sandwich or coffee or gas or, you know, we've seen a random acts of kindness examples, and You know, I think that is an excellent way to, if you will, train your heart to feel love and to express love. You know, I always thought if ever we have a seminar for men, you know, I would think that I had some examples that I would like to have. Like, let's say we had a group of seven men and some ways to show how men could provide love out in public. Duke just mentioned one of them, and that is free hugs.
Right.
Long time ago, late 80s, I actually had a shirt that said free hugs. And so I put the shirt on and I actually went out to a public place. And we've probably seen videos of this. And I offered free hugs. And all I did was stand there and just kind of open my arms up shoulder wide and or nothing at all. And people would run to me seeing the shirt that said free hugs. And that is a great way to show love, but also receive it. And there's nothing like that free hugs idea, you know. And of course, you kind of think, now here's your brain talking. Oh, people are going to think you're a freak, you know, look out for that goofy guy. Don't even let the children around this guy, you know.
Yeah, and, pervert.
Right? So, but that's actually not the case because you're allowing people to make up their own thought, own decision to come to you. So, like, there's a. But anyway, that was one example. Perhaps purchasing a dozen carnations and just walking down the street and handing them out to the elderly lady or you know, it doesn't matter. Just the act of providing a carnation to someone is a kind of like an act of appreciation, of love, and acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. And I think and that actually, because you're not expecting anything back, will allow your heart to glow, I think, and feel good.
Absolutely.
And if you could do these exercises every day, something very small every day.
Yeah. And like you say, Kevin, some of these things, they don't cost anything. A hug doesn't
anything. They don't cost anything.
Hold the door for someone or let the lady go through the checkout ahead of you that only has a few items. You know, they don't. But you know, the impact is great.
If you have artistic tendencies, then I've seen videos where a person will create a little drawing from a crack or a hole in the wall or something and make a character. You've seen that?
So
that's
cool.
That's cute. Or I've seen where the artist would draw a portraiture of a person, take him like 5 or so minutes, and then hand the picture to that person. I've seen that on the subway or something.
Yeah, that's
so
really
anyways,
cool.
Small little random acts of
I
kindness.
I love it.
Is
that
a good
is
way.
So good.
Yeah, I think so.
I think, you know, when we're talking about masculine, feminine, and it's all about balance within us because we have those energies within us. Without, you know, the masculine, feminine energies are all around us in genders. But it's also balancing the giving and the receiving. I think we've gotten really good at giving. But it's the receiving. I'm speaking to you, I'm asking you, the men, it's a little more difficult to receive it. So learning to receive, is something that I think we could work on too, to balance those things out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And when you were saying that, I had the feeling of, again, programming, and depending on how they were raised as far as with their parents, you know, did their parents provide a lot of love to them so that they could know what it feels like, you know, and accept love from them?
Some of us have different growing ups, you know,
right.
Some of us had, you know, broken homes or didn't have a mom and a dad, or, you know, for some women who don't have good father figures or, you know, whatever it is, you know, how do we transcend that? So, and just love our, it all goes back to loving yourself and not looking external and letting go of the past. It's easy, but not.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, this has been an awesome conversation.
Sure has.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well,
Oh,
you're
again,
welcome.
thank you.
I am so grateful that you went proactive and filled out that form, the contact form on the bottom of our webpage. I so appreciate you for doing that, and hopefully others will follow in your footsteps there of perhaps suggesting topics for us to discuss, John and I to discuss. And thank you so much, Kelly, for doing that. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Wow. All right, John, any final thoughts?
What do we get? About 5 minutes left?
No,
What
we
do
got 1 minute, buddy. 1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute. Well, I would really like to thank Kelly for coming on board today. What a great conversation this has been, and really
Thank
help and
you.
support us with this divine energies, both male and female. And
Oh, absolutely. And Kelly, would you feel like coming back and visiting us again sometime in the future?
Oh, you know it. I would love that. I feel this topic is it's so timely and relevant and so important. And I feel it's helping a lot of people. But just having this conversation with the masculine energies of love that you guys provide is key. It's a key component. So yes, I would love that. Thank you.
Awesome.
That'd be
Thank you
great.
so much, Kelly, for being on the show. Thank you being a guest here. And okay, folks, stay tuned for Sojourns with Humi and the crew. And Thomas, if you want to, you can go ahead and cue that outro.
Awesome.
And again,
Bye.
thank
Thank
you,
you.
listeners, for being with us today on A Human Perspective.
Yes, thank you everyone for tuning in. Thank you again, Kelly. Thank you, Thomas. And thank you, Duke, for calling in. And we'll
Yes.
see you next time on A Human Perspective.
Very
Thanks. Be
good.
safe.
Peace out.
Ta-ta for now.